The NDC and MPP parliamentary aspirants Fabulekum South have committed themselves to peaceful elections and urge their followers not to do anything that will mar the December elections. The NDC candidate, Fritz Bafo, who is the incumbent MP and Minister of Information, and Ursula Owusu, the NPP candidate, jointly danced to gospel music provided by the Winneba Youth Choir at the launch of activities marking the 80th anniversary of the St. Michael's and All Angels Anglican Church at Kolegono in Accra. Justice Mingo witnessed the launch and has filed this report.
As members of the church danced to renditions by the Winneba Youth Choir to thank their maker for bringing them this far. The children's department set the tone for the merrymaking with a sketch depicting the antecedents of the church. The paramount chief of Jamestown, Obrimpong Ni Kujabebu, who was a special guest, paid glowing tributes to the founding fathers as well as current members of the church for raising its status as one of the disciplined Christian organizations in the country. A former mayor of Accra, Stanley Niedri Blankson, who chaired the occasion, also commended the prevailing peace in the church and wished members happy celebrations. The Minister of Information and MP Fabulekum South, Fritz Bafo, pledged not to use inflammatory language during the electioneering, saying he will stick to issues. He spoke gang.
Stand here to pledge that I will not insult anybody when I stand on any platform. I will stick to the issue, things I have done and things I'm yet to do, because I don't bear SLA any grudge. If not because we are going for elections, the issues on the other side, you will always see us together chat. Please, let us think about Ghana whenever we are going to do anything, because Ghana counts first before any other person. We can only move forward in unity.
Ursula Owusu, an aspirant for the parliamentary seat, said election 2012 will be free and fair, and the winner declared peacefully.
We are not enemies. It is politics that we are doing, and it doesn't mean we should fight among ourselves. It is not necessary. I believe that we will have a peaceful election because Ghana is a nation under God, and God's shadow covers this country to the extent that he has planted peace in the country. We are all seeking for peace of this country.
The parish priest, Reverend Samuel Ofe Ankra, in an interview with Radio Ghana, urged the youth not to allow themselves to be used by any political party to foment trouble.
The advice for the youth especially is that on election day, they should go to the pools, cast their votes, and go back home and sleep. Many people will come to them with all sorts of things, but they should not look at them, because it's God who feeds us, and we should concentrate on God.
Activities lined up for the celebrations include a health walk, blood donation, medical outreach, football match, marathon race, and a Thanksgiving service.
Justice Mingle filed that report.